Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump says Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron must inform the public what evidence, if any, was presented on Breonna Taylor's behalf to the grand jury in their deliberation. Crump was joined by members of Taylor's family and supporters at Jefferson Square Park in Louisville, Kentucky.
If you did everything that you could do on Breonna's behalf, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever, Daniel Cameron, to releasing the transcript so that we can see you fought for all of Kentucky's citizens, especially including Tamika Palmer's daughter, Breonna Taylor. Release the transcript. Release the transcript. Release the transcript. Release the transcript.
The call comes 2 days after Cameron announced a grand jury had decided not to indict any of the three police officers who slayed the 26-year-old EMT, concluding that additional charges were unlikely. Following that announcement, Cameron's predecessor, former Attorney General and current Governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, urged Cameron to release the evidence he provided to the jury and post it online. During a CNN interview, Beshear added he trusts the people of Kentucky with the truth and that such a disclosure would not be the first. Co-counsel for Taylor's family, who Crump calls his co-warrior, Lenita Baker, says if more details are released from the grand jury trial, it could reveal how many witnesses were called by Cameron to testify, the racial makeup of the jury, and if Cameron recommended the grand jury exonerate the officers of homicide charges. Baker says past prosecutors have disclosed these details without undermining grand jury confidentiality.
Quit dodging the questions, Daniel Cameron. You were asked at the press conference, did you make a recommendation? You refused to answer. Answer the question.
Answer the question.
And I've asked you several times, did you even present any charges regarding Breonna Taylor to the grand jury? I don't want to hear that the grand jury determined this if it's your office that unilaterally determined not to charge any officers with the death of Breonna Taylor.
Taylor's aunt, Bianca Austin, read a statement from Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, while wearing her niece's EMT jacket.
I was reassured Wednesday of why I have no faith in the legal system, in the police, in the law that are not made to protect us black and brown people. But when I speak on it, I'm considered an angry black woman. But know this, I am an angry black woman.
Right.
I am not angry for the reasons that you would like me to be.
That's right.
I never had faith in Daniel Cameron to begin with.
Amen.
I knew he was too inexperienced to deal with a job of this caliber. I knew he had already chosen to be on the wrong side of the law. The moment he wanted the grand jury to make the decision.
Austin was joined by Taylor's sister, Janiyah Palmer, who did not speak but released a box filled with butterflies at the end of the proceedings. Other notable speakers were Tamika Mallory, civil rights activist and co-founder of Until Freedom, Kentucky State Representative Attica Scott, who in June introduced Breonna's Law, which banned no-knock warrants in the city of Louisville and spurred a similar ban in cities across the country, and Jacob Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., whose 29-year-old son was shot in the back several times by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in front of his three young children. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA Pacifica Evening News.